have gathered on Christmas morning to worship the Lord. So thankful for this opportunity. So thankful for everyone that came this morning. Our family, I think 3 years ago, Christmas fell on a Sunday. So we had church on a Sunday, of course. And then last year, we thought, let's just do it again. So this is the third year now that we're having church on Christmas morning. It's been such a sweet tradition for our family to come and worship the Lord together and to be with our church family. And so we're just so glad that you guys are here. Rather than preach a full sermon, what we like to do on these Sunday mornings for Christmas, or Wednesday morning this year for Christmas morning, is just to tell a little story, just kind of based on where we've been in our Advent series. And so that's what we're going to do at this time. I want to especially talk to the kids this morning. Before we do, let me pray, and then we will spend a few minutes thinking about God's Word together. Father, we thank you for this wonderful chance to spend these minutes together on Christmas morning to rejoice in Jesus, to rejoice in your plan of salvation, Lord, to remember and to rest in the good news of the gospel and the hope that shines through, the light that shines through into our darkness because of the incarnation. We pray now you would just continue to deepen our treasuring of these things today in our hearts. And pray this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so who here knows what their name means? Especially darling the kids right now. Which kids here know what your name means? Just raise your hand, okay? What's your name mean, Charlie? It would be Freeman? Freeman, okay. So freedom, like, right? Okay, that's good. Who else knows what their name means? Lucy? Bearer of light. Yeah, anyone else know what their name? Yeah, Hudson? What was that? Hudson, son of Hud. Okay, I like that one. All right. Is that legit? Is that really it? Yeah, okay. It makes sense, you know? Yeah, Asher? What was it? Happy? Oh, I like that. Awesome, awesome. Now, parents, how many of you named your child because of what their name means? Anybody? A few of you? All right, so a few of you, but for the most part, we don't really do that today. We name our kids based on what their name just sounds like, and that sounds nice, and it flows well, right? I mean, I got my name from my dad, Philip. Philip means lover of horses, and that's just not really me. But my dad's name, and here we are, right? But the Bible is full of stories where people are given names that mean something significant or special, especially about their faith in God and about who God is. Names in the Bible often help us understand the story of God and His people. So let's think of a few. Think about the name Eve. It comes very early in the Bible, right? What does Eve mean? You know? Mother of all living. That's right. And so what does that tell us? Well, Eve was the one that God had promised He would send a special son through her, and Adam named her the mother of all living, knowing that one day she would give birth to this special son. Moses means to pull out or to draw out. Now, what does that remind us of? Well, it reminds us of how Moses was drawn out of water and pulled out of water when he was a baby in the Nile River, but it also tells us a lot about what God would do through Moses, drawing Israel out of slavery in Egypt. Think about Peter. Jesus gave him the name Peter, which means, anyone know what Peter means? Rock, right? And it reminds us how Jesus used Peter and used his confession of the gospel, confession of faith in Jesus, to build his church. So names mean a lot in the Bible, right? Well, this morning I want to tell you about two brothers in the Bible who were given some very strange-sounding names. They were the sons of Isaiah the prophet, and does anyone know from our last few weeks in Isaiah 6 through 9 what the names of these brothers were? Anybody know? Mallory. That's great. Shear Joshub and Maher Shalah Hashbaz. Way to go, Mallory. That's awesome. So would anyone here want to trade names with one of these two guys? Wyatt. All right. So we got one. He prefers Maher Shalah Hashbaz to Wyatt. Well, as these brothers grew up, even back then, I think these would have been pretty strange-sounding names. And as they met with children with simpler names, like Dan and Levi and Judah, they must have wondered, why did Mom and Dad give us such long and strange-sounding names? I'm sure a lot of the Israelites wondered the same thing. What was with those parents? Why would they do that to their kids? Right? The answer, surprisingly, is that God gave them these names to help his people look forward to Christmas. Isaiah's sons were signs from God that pointed his people to the birth of his son, Jesus. So I want you to imagine with me that one day, Shear, Jashub, and Meher Shalah Hashbaz, they come to their dad Isaiah and they ask, "Dad, what do our names mean?" Based on what we've seen in Isaiah 6 through 9, I think Isaiah might have said something like this to them. Shear, Meher, that's for short, right? I mean, that would have been a mouthful for them to always say their full name. So Shear, Meher, your names were given to you by the Lord God Almighty. And before I tell you what your names mean, I want to make sure you know what his name means. The Lord is Yahweh, the great I Am, the creator of the whole world. He made you, he made me, he made everybody. He reigns as the king over everything and everyone. In heaven, fiery angels praise him constantly, and the whole earth is full of his glory. He is holy. He is so holy, so perfect, so pure, so separate that sinful people like us could never enter his presence on our own. But did you know that before you were born, Meher, and what's your name again, Shear? Before you were born, something amazing happened. I actually got to see God with my own eyes. I was terrified at first because of my sin, but I learned that day that the Lord is also a God of grace who will forgive us and cleanse us if we trust in him. And that day I became God's spokesperson to our nation. I became a prophet to Israel. So my job now is to call people to worship and trust in this awesome, holy, gracious God. But sadly, our king, many of our people, they stopped worshiping him. They've stopped trusting in him. And that brings us to your names. So let's talk about your name first, Meher. Why did God name you Meher Shalah Hashbaz? Well, before you were born, because our people wouldn't trust in him, God announced that he was going to judge our nation. He announced that he was going to send the mighty Assyrian army into our land. And you know what? He wanted to give the nation a sign that this was going to happen. And your birth and your name was the sign that God gave. You see, Meher Shalah Hashbaz means rush to plunder, speed to spoil. I know it's a strange name, but it pictures the army coming fast to take over. And it was God's way of warning his people that his judgment was coming soon. And Meher, it did. It came. Before you could even say, Mommy and Daddy, Assyria had already conquered the kingdoms that were north of us. And then they came into our land too. That's why all we have to eat ever is curds and honey. There's nothing else left. Your name, Meher, was a warning that God would judge our people for not trusting in him, and that's exactly what happened. But that's not the whole story. Let's talk about your name now, Shear Jashub. Your name means a remnant will return. A remnant is just a part of something bigger. And your name, Shear, reminds us that even though God's judgment is coming on the nation, he will keep and save those who trust in him. You see, God has made wonderful promises to our people. God promised your great-great-great-grandfather Abraham that through our people, he would save sinners from every nation in the whole world. And God promised great King David that his kingdom would last forever. So even though things are hard right now, even if things get worse, your name, Shear, reminds us that God will never turn away from us. God is always with us, and even if we end up far away in a foreign land, he will bring us back, and he will fulfill all of his promises to us. And here's the best part, boys. Do you know how God is going to fulfill his promises? Well, one day, a poor, young, virgin girl is going to have a baby boy, and she's going to call him Emmanuel. And do you know what that name means? It means God with us. That's right, the same God who I talked about earlier, the Lord of hosts, the Holy One, the great I Am, the Creator. One day God himself is going to come and he's going to save us. He's going to set us free, not just from foreign armies like the Assyrians, but even better, he's going to save us from our sins. So I know your names are a little strange, but isn't it amazing that God is using your names to help us look forward to the day when Emmanuel is born? Shear and Meher, we are waiting on the Lord. He is our hope, and one day his salvation will come. I think Isaiah would have said something like that to his sons if they asked what their names mean. And of course, all these years later, we're here this morning because the Emmanuel that they looked forward to came when Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. He is God with us. He is our Savior, and his kingdom will come and last forever. But there's something really surprising about what Jesus did when he came, and I want us to connect it back to their names. So again, who here remembers, from what I just said, what Meher Shalah Hashbaz's name meant or means? What does it mean? Yeah, Lucy? That's right. Rush to plunder, speed to spoil. That's good. And really, that just means God's judgment is coming, right? It means God's judgment is coming. When Jesus was born, Emmanuel, God with us, do you know what happened? Well, God's judgment came on him. God's judgment came on him. You see, we are all sinners who deserve God's judgment. None of us have loved God or trusted in God like we should, but instead of judging us for our sins, God sent his son to be judged instead of us. Jesus was born to die on a cross. And when he died, he took the penalty that our sins deserve. Why would he do that? Why would he die for us? Because he loves us. Jesus was born to die for us because he loves us. And who remembers what Shir Jashub means? Anyone, any kids remember what that means? Anyone else? Okay, Lucy, go ahead. A remnant will return. That's right. God will keep his promises. And for anybody who believes in Jesus, if you confess that you're a sinner who needs him to save you, if you trust that he died for you and rose again, the good news is that through Jesus, God brings us back. We return not just to a piece of land, but we return to him, to a saving relationship with our Maker. He forgives us, and he adopts us into his family, and he becomes our God, and we become part of his people, and we will be with him forever in his kingdom. And so this is how Jesus fulfills the story of Isaiah's sons. He saves us from the judgment that was coming by dying in our place. And he brings us back to the God who made us when we trust in him. And this is why he came. This is why we can look forward to when he comes again. So this morning, believe in Jesus. Put your trust in him. Repent of your sins and rejoice this morning that he is our God and our Savior and our King, Emmanuel. Let me pray for us again.